This is KCUR 89.3. Amid the cornfields of south-central Nebraska, down a long dirt road outside the small town of Marquette, is an oasis of art. Jack Williams of Net News recently paid a visit to the Art Farm, where he met Ed Dady, a man who believes inspiration comes easier in the middle of nowhere.
You must be Ed.
You're Jack.
How's it going, Ed?
Okay.
So this is Art Farm, huh?
This is Art Farm.
In a huge barn that's actually parts of many old barns that have been patched together over the years, Ed Dady looks like a farmer. He's tall, slender, and soft-spoken. In fact, he was a farmer until he realized he wasn't very good at it. That was a turning point.
One day I realized I was not going anywhere in the world, so I thought, well, let's reverse this and say, well, let's bring the world here. So that's how I sort of started. That became the motivation. It's, you know, bring people from other places to Nebraska.
Dady, who's 70, actually has an art degree. 24 years ago, he thought he'd try to combine his family farm and his knowledge of art into a unique artist residency program.
My original vision of this was that maybe 30, 40 years from now, I might have 5 or 6 people show up. I got 80 this year. I get emails all the time. Has anybody left? Is there room for me yet? No, not this year. It's packed.
Art Farm isn't easy to find, and when you get here, you probably won't be impressed at first. Dady doesn't get a lot of unexpected visitors, and there isn't a sign out front, just a couple of mailboxes. Weathered buildings are hidden by trees and scattered across the property. There are piles of wood, metal, old vehicles, and art projects from the past everywhere. It's the spirit of the place that draws artists from all over, including Evan Smith, who's a writer, poet, and teacher from Brooklyn.
I think it's the space. It's also the kind of imperfect nature of the space. Like, you'll notice everything's an eighth of an inch off here a little bit.
There aren't many rules at Art Farm, but part of the residency is work. Artists put in between 12 and 20 hours of manual labor each week. Otherwise, everything else is free. Smith is building a frame for a new shower in the barn.
It's a little more rustic, you know, than other artist residencies. So the kind of person that thrives here tends to be mellow and interested in getting out of, you know, whatever patterns they're in their life and coming somewhere where you can do physical work and work on your own art, whatever that may be.
My name is Effie Kong. I'm 26, and I came out to Art Farm to basically start my writing for real, finally.
Kong, who's from Boston, sits on a worn couch in a 100-year-old farmhouse. She's sharing the home with 3 other artists. There's nothing fancy about the space, but that's okay with her.
The creative process isn't a pristine process. It's very messy. It's very confusing. And it's like, kind of, it's like metaphorically looks like this house. So being here makes me feel like I can be experimental. I don't have to be perfect on the first draft. I can be messy and confused and rickety.
Like many of the other artists here, Kong is searching for more than just a better way to write. She's here to find her creative spirit.
I think I rediscovered that magic that happens when you're out here and no one's around and it's just you and the corn slowly growing and the stars. That's something that's incredible, I think, that is being rekindled in me.
The studio that I'm working in here, it's called like the schoolhouse studio, and so at one point it was like a one-room schoolhouse.
Michael Larson is proud of his studio. He's a sculptor from Lincoln and cleaned out the space when he arrived at Art Farm. He's here for inspiration and a change of scenery, and to learn from Ed Dady.
He comes up to me at one point, I'm doing something really quick, just like ripping through it. He's like, Michael, at Art Farm, time is not money, which is like way different. But it was just, yeah, it was kind of a nice moment for me to have that like realization that like I don't need to do stuff incredibly fast.
While resident artists work on a roof, Dady has time to reflect. He thinks he's the lucky one.
All these artists make you feel like 25. I mean, it's very much keeps you young in that sense, mentally and physically. I mean, it revives those things in you that you thought may have been gone.
He doesn't have plans to slow down anytime soon. For now, the community he's built in the middle of a cornfield in central Nebraska will continue to produce inspiration for artists who say Art Farm has changed their lives. I'm Jack Williams reporting in Marquette, Nebraska.